I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire Demo Rental Program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire Demo Rental Program at besthotgrill.com/hot. Hot.
The person that did the story will go to jail if he doesn't say, and that doesn't last long. And I think everybody would understand that they put this mission at great risk. They put that man at great risk, and they put the hundreds of people that went in looking for him, because everyone now knows that we're going in.
The two most discussed sound bites, I think, that is going to start our day off, and POTUS is discussing this leak of how this even happened in the first place when it became known that there was a downed pilot in Iranian enemy territory. And he's discussing a little bit. There's been a kerfluffle, I guess, it's the best way to put this, about this whole issue with the press and others this week, because apparently it was, a journalist that did it. That was the one who made it known that there was apparently this second pilot over there, and that tipped off the Iranians and et cetera, et cetera. And whether or not that pilot is American is a whole other discussion, because then, you know, you can't really, there's different things that come into play there in terms of prosecution. But still, the whole thing, though, was unfortunate, because you have, and there are protections for the military against things like that, leaks. We went through this whole thing. What was it with Edward? Not Snowden. Maybe it was Snowden. We went through this whole thing with Snowden when we still had some forces in Afghanistan. And there was the big discussion as to whether or not that was actionable, etc. So that's one of the things that occurred over probably one of the busiest, craziest Easter weekends I think we've ever seen, ever, right? I mean, within the span of 3 days, we built an airbase inside of enemy Iranian territory. We went around the moon, made it to lunar orbit, and we were celebrating Easter. All within the same 3 days. The craziest 3 days ever. And POTUS still had time to stand on the balcony, which I thought was hysterical, where he had the Easter bunny right next to him. This is one of the, can we just play 10, cut 10? This is one of the funniest things ever. Watch this and listen. If you're not watching the simulcast, POTUS is standing on the balcony of the South Portico, and the Easter Bunny is right next to him, and he is smack-talking Iran something fierce. Listen.
And I don't think it gets much more hostile than Iran. They're capable fighters. They're very tough people. And there are others like that. You don't mind when the enemy is weak, but that enemy is strong. Not so strong like they were about a month ago. I can tell you, in fact, right now, they're not too strong at all, in my opinion. But we're soon going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah, we're soon going to find out, aren't we, he said. But he still had the time and the ability to go and have this. The Easter egg roll is what I was thinking of. And I noticed, too, that there wasn't any handlers. The Easter bunny was able to be the Easter bunny. We'll talk about that, though, but later on. But this is the big story now, though, the latest with Iran, and we're going to get into all of it. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour. I'm looking at all my big stuff, my big thing of prep in front of me, my 4.5-foot screen, just in case someone complains that I'm not staring into your eyes while we're doing a radio show. We don't have Fox prompters here. So I say that because we get hate mail about it every single day. We do. The situation, the Iran regime, and Trump's dire warning to Iran. He's talking about the civilization of the regime. And he has said the civilization, he said that your Your whole civilization will die tonight. And then we have this. I mean, it could be today. It's supposed to be today, the response from POTUS on this. Now, he has said that they were going to target different electric plants, electrical, you know, hubs, stations, etc., bridges. And so the Iranian regime had a handful. They've been demanding that civilians, that citizens go out and stand and circle all of these electrical, you know, these substations and stand on the bridges, which that would be a war crime if you're demanding that your people go out and shield your infrastructure. Kane, I'm pretty sure that would classify as a war crime if we're going to have a discussion about war crime.
Oh, it definitely would. But think about this. Whoever agrees to do it, it's kind of a self-cleaning oven thing.
Well, and that's what, so I just pulled up one of my, because I saw this on X. So one of these power plants, they were demanding that the people go out and stand in front of the power plant, and no one showed up.
Yeah, because they're smart.
Nobody showed up because they're smart. So, yeah, because they, no one wants to defend this regime. They don't want to defend the regime. So the president has said we have complete and total regime change, smarter. He said we're different, smarter, et cetera, more radical. He was talking about something revolutionary could happen. Who knows? He said we will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. And he added in his post that was up on Truth Social, and I think the X account as well had tweeted it, 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. Mm-hmm. Will it? We'll see. We'll see what happens all today. They would have, I would think that they would have had to have known that Iran, the regime, would demand that people go out and circle and, you know, create human shields. You kind of had to know that they were going to do something like that, which makes me think that there was a, they have a plan for that. But we'll see. So Karg Island, that's the other part of this. Here's where it gets starts to get tricky. So with Karg Island, and that's the little island about through which about 90% of Iran's shipping, etc., goes through. And the U.S. military has been striking dozens of targets overnight and into this morning on Karg Island, according to U.S. officials. And the mission has included airstrikes along the northern side of the island. There's no troops on the ground. They didn't strike the oil. Instead, they were hitting bunkers, storage facilities, air defense systems, and other military facilities. Now, some of these targets had already been hit previously. This happened like in the earlier part of the month. That had happened previously. And this is, again, 90% of the stuff that their exports go through Karg Island. So what it seems as though the administration is banking on is Karg Island is going to would be a hell of a lot easier to dominate and leave no more room for the regime than going full on into Iran, because you could cripple the regime because they've still been allowed to export. I mean, it's still a oil hub and it's been used throughout all of this. And all I mean, despite the fact that the straits closed, it's not for Iran with Karg Island. So by seizing Karg Island and making it, you know, inoperable, they don't even have to do anything else. There's no other way that Iran can up the ante. There's nothing else that they can do beyond that. That is it. They have exhausted everything else. And I dare say I don't believe that the Russians or the Chinese would give them any further assistance beyond, you know, what they've been able to do, the radar capability, et cetera. So this is going to be something very interesting to watch, because here's where it gets, you got good and bad. And this is where the American people are going to have to make a decision. By going heavier into Karg Island, you increase your chances for requiring boots on the ground. And you increase your chances of casualties. That's a reality of this. You have to weigh that out with if we will ever get the opportunity to shut down a major geopolitical threat that does threaten American interests. That's something that you have to weigh out and see if that balances out. We're going to talk about that because there's good and bad. Also, no man left behind. The French didn't understand it. The British didn't understand it. And the European mind cannot comprehend it. They were aghast all week, ever since the operation, it was revealed the operation to go and rescue that second pilot. You now see, and Europe has proven beyond question, why they are in such decay, because they don't understand our honor. They don't understand our creed. They don't understand our ethos. No man left behind. And it's amazing to see how many people on the left were apoplectic over this, echoing the shrieks of the mullahs. So Relief Factor, if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, you need to check out Relief Factor. A lot of people have found a lot of relief from it. Dealing with old sports injuries like my husband, or maybe, you know, they're recovering from a workout, or maybe they're just, you know, maybe they're 95 years old and CrossFit, and I don't know. But Relief Factor, doesn't matter where you are in life or really what you're doing. If you're dealing with inflammation, if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, check out Relief Factor, because it's a 100% drug-free option, right? And with Relief Factor, they have a quick start program. So they actually lose money on the first offer so people can try it for themselves and see how much it can help. And you can find out how Relief Factor can help you as well. You start with a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. And again, it's a drug-free way to get everyday relief. And just visit relieffactor.com. You can also call their dedicated number at 800-4-RELIEF and try the quick start. See how it can help you get out of pain naturally.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chalk. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously, side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm, and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So POTUS is proposing to cut about 9,400 TSA workers and $1.5 billion from the budget. This is what they've been looking at. They said the details were a part of this budget document for DHS, which oversees TSA. And it's apparently part of the budget proposal for next fiscal year. They're holding hearings on this budget request for later this month as they try to reach a new budget deal before the fiscal year ends on September 30th. And some want to privatize TSA completely in the GOP. None of them have the beans to do it, but that's really how it should operate. I mean, that would be great, but they're not. They're never going to make it happen. Banning kids from social media might actually make things worse, experts warn. Well, yeah, I think that the parents just need to be involved in it.
Yeah.
They need to be involved, and then if their behavior, I mean, everybody's different. You can't have a universal approach to this stuff. They said, though, that they have that blanket social media bans, according to a new survey, and broad surveillance rules often fail to make kids safer, because kids, if they feel like they're being watched, then they'll hide it instead of asking adults for help or raise them not to do that stuff. What? You can do that with your kids? That's right. That's right. Kanye West free fall. Budweiser is now the lone major sponsor that hasn't pulled out of his summer music festival. But then I read that he's now not even going to be allowed to play this wireless festival in the UK. He got banned because they said it's not a benefit for anybody there for him to be there. That's what they said. The fat jabs are unleashing a divorce boom. No, they're not. Couples are undergo rapid weight loss are likely to end unhealthy relationships. Or I just think that there's something wrong with the relationship and the jabs that they're doing are just ancillary. I don't know. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. So Bernegun I've told you guys I have no problem using the lethal force. I've said it a million times. You guys know how the drill. I carry a gun. I'll shoot it. I'll shoot it too. I don't care. You bother me, you threaten my life. You pose a threat to me. You know, I can exercise my Second Amendment rights. But a lot of entities don't want you to exercise your Second Amendment rights. You go into private property or municipal property, and there's all kinds of restrictions. Or maybe you're a college student. You know, you live away from home, and you got to walk back to your class. Maybe you have a late class. Maybe it's night when you got to walk back to your car from your class. That's, you know, just you can't put your safety in other people's hands, especially when they don't value your life as much as you do. So this is where a burn a gun comes in. So what is it? Well, it's not a gun. They call it a burn a gun. I don't know. All I know is that it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Now, they have different models, but the only one that you need to think about is the CL. That's the compact launcher. It's about the size of an iPhone, and that's what you can use in order to protect yourself when your rights are being abridged, right? So with the Byrna CL, normally if you have like tasers or stun guns, you got one or two rounds maybe in those. The Byrna CL affords you a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. So you are able to have a deterrence and able to get to safety. And because it's not a gun, it doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. See, it doesn't care about any of that stuff. This is great, especially if you're under 21. You're again, by yourself, going to college, or maybe you're going to some place where they don't allow guns. Well, the burn a gun isn't a gun, so there you go. You can order it online. There's no background check. There's no permits. There's no fees, none of that. Order it online. They send it right to your door. It's about being prepared and having options to take control of your safety, even when others are trying to take that right from you. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the Byrna gun, the Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously, side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm, and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
What really astounded me was looking at the reaction of not just the podcast bros, but some of the left, a lot of the left, and the woke Reich, right? Those trans righties, the people who claim right, but they're really leftists because they've made an idol out of identity and everything else. And I realized, wow, we can't even all agree that it's awesome that we have the ability and the resources and the know-how to go in and extract this weapons service officer, this other pilot, from enemy territory in Iran. And we built a whole airbase to do it. And we exchanged fire. And we battled. And we went in. And we did it. That's amazing. And Europe just was scratching their head like, I can't believe that you would use that many resources. I don't think you understand the scope of what I'm talking about. It wasn't just a couple of randos. I mean, you're talking about newspaper publishers in Europe, members of parliament, talking heads on their TVs, policymakers all in Europe, people who are in the EU and in Britain. They were amazed at this. I guess they figure, I mean, of course, you know, the Brits have left people behind. I guess they were used to Joe Biden leaving 200 Americans behind in Afghanistan. Remember that whole debacle? After the quote-unquote hasty retreat? Turns out there were actual Americans that were left behind. Not like people who just assisted with the American effort, but actual born-in-America Americans. in addition to those allies that had assisted us and in our missions for so many years. No, Europeans have had a free ride on the backs of Americans for at least the better part of 80 years. And they believe themselves to be superior to the United States. But the superiority is a manufactured construct. If you want to talk about something in society that is manufactured, the idea of European superiority is a manufactured thing. And you can credit that to the Marshall Plan following World War II. Because after everything was left in ruins, and it wasn't just, you know, the bridges and, you know, like in Florence, they had so many things that were destroyed except for Ponte Vecchio, but they had to intervene and really do everything that they could to save that bridge. But it was, everything was in tatters. And all of the things that people loved to go to Europe to go see and be a part of was gone. Their morale was non-existent. Their culture, it wasn't just the ruins and the landmarks. It was their morale that was left in ruins. And so one of the things that Conrad actually gets into takes us all the way up through the Cold War, and it's the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan wasn't just about going in and rebuilding their economy. It became a priority to focus on culture, because when you had the Soviets come in and the Iron Curtain fell and communism began to expand, they needed to weaponize that westernized culture of freedom. They needed it to be attractive enough that the people on the other side would see it, would covet it, and from that absence of not having it, from that desire, a revolution could foment and they could avail themselves of statism. That was the plan, and it was incredibly successful because you had American diplomats and scholars and artists. They went in and helped to rebuild Europe. Conrad was talking about the orchestras and not just the funding of the universities, but like their concert halls and rebuilding all of those cultural touch points. And they needed to have all of that saved for their own sake, because they needed the people who were on the other side of the Iron Curtain to see everything that they had and want that themselves in their own lives. When they realized what they were missing, when you get a vision of freedom, you desire that freedom, and they needed that desire to grow. And so that's part of what was constructed. And it worked. He said that it was manufactured jealousy, which is really a great, you know, if you boil it down, yeah. But, and this is, I think, a great line, when you give society self-actualization on someone else's tab long enough, they forget it was a gift. And they start believing that it was organically theirs. And that's what started happening in Europe. They began believing that all of this stuff that was manufactured for them to thwart communism on their behalf was organically theirs, that it was all a part of them being European. And they compared themselves to the United States. Remember what I told you about John Adams and how he had said, "I must study politics and war that my sons may have liberty to study painting and poetry." That's what the United States was doing. The United States was studying economics and manufacturing so that Europe may have poetry and music. They needed to manufacture that to thwart the Iron Curtain, to thwart communism, to thwart tyranny. So Europe began looking at America and they're like, okay, my gosh, look at this. You guys don't have great concert halls. You guys don't have these, like, I mean, we have museums, but my gosh, you can't go to Paris or Rome and not throw a rock and not hit an amazing museum that has a Caravaggio or a Donatello or something in it. They look at Americans like, oh my gosh, you guys are loud and belligerent. You can't tell your Renaissance masters one from the other. So America began looking less than, and they started looking down their noses at us. And they decided that we were beneath them. And what was also beneath them was what we were requesting of them. Please spend money on your own self-defense. Please protect what is yours. They found that to be an unsophisticated thing. They knew better. Look how long they've lasted. I mean, let's just forget about the Marshall Plan and all the reconstruction that happened prior or after World War II. He said that what Europe has is culture, the culture we paid for at the expense of us reaching Maslow's pinnacle. And Maslow, of course, Abraham Maslow being the hierarchy of needs, right? So in psychology, it is the hierarchy of what a person needs. It's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And he was this American psychologist, and he was discussing basically how to manipulate people according to need. And so the change is when Europeans began, their arrogance spilled out over into public statement, sentiment, and then became policy. The arrogance of Europe reflected in policy. And you can see that with the HMS Dragon. That's all that Britain, I mean, Britain really has nothing. France really has nothing. Spain really has nothing. Italy's been trying to fight and claw back, but it's difficult. But this is the result of that arrogance that became policy. He noted, when you have an 80-year-old superiority complex funded by Americans and protected by American soldiers and built on the false belief that self-actualization is civilization. They can't compete technologically. I mean, sure, they can compete with museums and concert halls, but they can't compete with technology. They can't compete with military. They can't compete with economy. They can't compete with a number of issues. And we're not being mean about it. That's the thing. The United States was never mean about it. As Americans, we were never mean about that. We never looked on our noses at Europeans and like, oh my gosh, look at you. You don't even have a navy. Oh my gosh, look at you. You're not even able to compete with us technologically. Oh my gosh, look at you. You guys don't even have AC. I mean, this is what we're talking about. We never did that. All the contempt came one way, towards us from them. And it self-actualized into policy. And so that's part of the problem with us. Part of the problem was that these European nations, these NATO members, many of them felt very secure in what had been constructed for them. And we didn't do that to have endless gratitude. We did it because it was better for our self-interest if people rejected communism and they felt that they were led to do so themselves. And they were. We showed them what freedom looked like, and they were attracted to that. So communism had to step up the game. Communism has been attacking NATO more than anyone on NATO's side could ever thwart NATO from within. And a lot of these people are now consuming this ideology. It's turned people on the right. They're consuming it. And they think that this is the way to go. And they're buying into all of this hogwash. No, it's not. Trump is not the threat to NATO. It is the apathy and the self-entitlement that of certain NATO members that is the threat to NATO, more so than communism. Communism doesn't have to do anything if you feel like you're too big for your britches in an organization that you desperately need just to stay afloat. Communism doesn't have to do anything. You're doing it yourself. It's that entitlement, like the same entitlement that brought them to their knees previously throughout history. Some people never learn. At least we learned. We learned with North Korea. We learned what happens when you allow a country that is incredibly nuts to go nuclear. We learned with North Korea. That's why we're acting the way we are in Iran, because we didn't want to have another North Korea on our hands. We learn our lesson. Europe never does.
Are companies finally starting to stand up to AI? Certain companies are now advertising that they're not going to use any AI-generated imagery. Could this be a brilliant idea to draw in more sales? Real people matter.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously, side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm, and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just don't get electric bikes. Like, if you're getting a bike that goes that fast, you get a thing called a motorcycle. You know what I mean? I just don't get them. It's like having a Segway where you feel like you're doing something, but you're not. Like, the electric bikes, aren't they the same thing? Kind of. So this, the reason I bring this up is because a dude apparently rode an e-bike right into a tricycle while drunk on April Fool's. It's at 10:30 at night in Monroe County. No serious injuries were reported. 53-year-old Christian Madrid, he's been charged with a DUI on an e-bike?
Yeah.
You can get charged with a DUI on an e-bike?
I know.
And also you can get one while you're on a horse, which I still don't agree with.
I still don't agree with, because it's the horse that's driving, not the person, and the horse is not drunk. Call me and I'll defend that in a court.
Yeah, most horses.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They said that he was charged with DUI, possession of marijuana, and smuggling contraband into a detention facility. So he's riding an e-bike and he ran it. Oh, this is, gets crazier. He ran into an adult who was on a tricycle.
What is happening?
What the hell is going on in Monroe County? What are you people doing down there? Everybody got a sobriety test. I would, too. I'd be like, I don't care if you're coming from church on a tricycle. You're on a tricycle, you get a drunk test. Come on. Anyway, they took the guy into custody. During booking process, they found, this bless this little piece's article's heart. They found 3 marijuana cigarettes, Kane.
Oh, man.
It was found in his possession, leading to an additional contraband charge.
Wow.
Now, they do, in Florida, e-bikes are treated, I don't know if this is in every state, but they treat e-bikes like you would like a vehicle. They're not like traditional bikes, but riders don't have to hold a driver's license or register the vehicle. And I'm like, if you don't, okay, this is just confusing, but they're not exempt from impairment laws. Interesting. So anyway, he's in trouble because he ran into a person with a tricycle. I mean, I would want to know a little bit more about that. I'm just saying. A Florida man was banned from Disney because he tried to sneak cocaine in a bulky wallet.
Hunter, is that you?
Is this Hunter? Dustin Lee Wallace. He got himself banned from the Magical Kingdom because he was sneaking all his cocaine in a wallet, and it was real bulky. Why would you do that? They said that he and his son were at the Magic Kingdom. The bus loop security checkpoint, they entered security guard's line. They were scanned with a metal detector, and it set off an alert about his back pocket. They asked him to empty his pockets. He did, but they said he was a little nervous. And then he opened his bulky wallet, and it was like a little baggie with the white powder in it and all that. So he can't go back because they field tested it, and it came back positive for cocaine. They had to call a sheriff's office. He was like, I was using it because I stressed out from work. But why do you go right to cocaine if you were? Like, just, you know, don't they have the little CBD things?
Yeah.
I got little CBD treats for, did I say that too? For if they're listening out there. Wick will bust up into the, he said he'll hear treat. I got them the little CBD trees, and I had to make sure that they weren't going to, like, you know, trip his non-existent beans off. taking them.
It's just CBD.
Well, I didn't know. And I'm like, couldn't you do that? That's what Wick uses. Couldn't you start there? Like, why do you have to go right to the booger sugar? You know, just go there. I don't know. It seems like he made a problem harder for himself. And then let's see. A Miami-Dade man charged with DUI. He ran right into a deputy's car and then blew 3 times the legal limit.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. This happens at that. Wow. 3 times the legal limit. How are you alive at that point?
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously. Side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm, and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Oh, it's looking like us.
It's at Disney. And there's Rapunzel's tower. But something terrifying is happening. What are the crows trying to tell us here as they attack the animatronic Rapunzel? I mean, they are attacking. I think they think her hair is like straw and they're trying to. Do they nest? I like crows. Of all the birds, you know, I fancy myself a bird expert, you know, like Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Well, I'm knowledgeable about bird law, but they're ripping her hair out. And I guess they're going to make a nest with it. But everybody, that was kind of terrifying, but also kind of hysterical at the same time. That was at Disney. I feel like that's just peak Disney that's happening right there.
Yeah, it is.
That just seems completely appropriate. You imagine looking at that like you're at Disney. The kids, and you look up, although I wouldn't be at Disney with the kids, but you look up and you see the crows, and those are big crows. Those are big birds. Yeah. I mean, look, see how big they were on her head? They were crazy. Yeah. Ripping her hair out of her scalp, and she's out there just singing. The show goes on. The kids were horrified. Just, it's, I don't know. I had something about that I really like.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously, side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm, and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So we're going to have more on this, but lots of people coming forward about Eric Swalwell accusing him of sexual impropriety, harassment, and all kinds of stuff. I know you guys are very surprised about that with Democrat Eric Swalwell. You're totally shocked that this is a story with him. He posted something. What did he post? A don't back down meme. Are you kidding me? This guy, my dude, read the room. Okay, read it. So that's, we're going to talk about that coming up after this break, but lots of very, I mean, there's a lot of women, names and everything coming forward, and they're going and they're giving affidavits about this, testimony about it. This scientist gene hacked a plant so it can grow five types of psychoactive drugs at once. I don't know that I would want to take a psychoactive something from anything that's been hacked.
GMO.
Yeah, that's like GMO. Do you know what it's going to do? I mean, I just got questions. Also, a man was arrested for streaking at a Temple Square during a general conference. That's never a good idea. And this happened in Salt Lake City. I'm sure everyone got a real eyeful there. When a new Tiger King in the making. Not a new Tiger King, but we'll talk.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
The problem with radio is we can't show you our new box packed with a KFC snacker, 5 nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $7. So you'll just have to trust us when we say the crispy golden fried breading will make your mouth water. You'll have to trust us when we say this is a ridiculous amount of chicken for such a small price. And you'll have to really trust us when we insist that, yes, it really is only $7. $7 box feast from KFC. Trust us. It's finger-licking good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.